Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hello, friends. It's Lee Nosahe with Vision Serve Alliance. I hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm here to tell you that we have open registration for the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference November 1st through the 5th. Entitled Still Stronger Together, we will be conducting virtually on a single platform for participation. Registrants can network, learn, collaborate, and connect together without leaving the conference site. We have a host of exciting speakers talking on pertinent and timely subjects that will help you lead your organizations into the new reality. Come to strengthen the shared mission of expanding opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight while earning CEU credits. Check out the speaker lineup and register at vsaelc.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And for those folks who don't know what you're tuning into, well, we say we're the bridge. That's right. This show is the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We got a great show for you tonight. Let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder, co-host. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. Welcome, welcome, everybody, to, wow, the first Sunday in November, the November 1st, 2020 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I hope you all set your clocks back so you're with us now.
And sitting in our home about 50 miles away from us, that's right, the one, the only, what can I say about her? She's the lovely, the vivacious Sheila Young, co-host. Sheila Young, you there?
I am, Michael. Thank you. And it is so hard for me to believe today is November 1st.
Wow.
And in the studios, because don't forget, this is a radio show. This is not a podcast. It's a radio show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. In the studios, his name is Chris Shaw. He's the producer and he's the engineer. And he's there in the studios in Ocoee, Florida. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
Hey, I want to say I'm right here, don't I? I want to jump on a good football.
I think that's him.
Is that Marlon Brando?
It sounds like we're on the waterfront.
Yeah. On the waterfront.
I want to give a birthday.
I want to be that back there with you, Chris.
I know. I'm just trying to get around to this.
And Sheila and Chris give a heads up about if they hear any thunder in the background.
Yeah. If you hear,
hey, Chris,
if you hear any light,
when I'm to my James Brown.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting ready to do.
I feel good. Here he comes.
Oh, I feel good. Oh, yes.
I feel good.
I feel good.
I would. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
You feel good?
My sugar feels fine.
I feel good.
My sugar is
fine. Give us a call.
So nice.
So nice. I feel good. That's James Brown. Yep.
I just want to say, I feel real good.
9-4-6-80. What do you say, Chris Shaw? And by the way, before we get any further, let me tell you something right now. This show is brought to you by these folks. AARP. Spectrum Communications, and the one, the only, Vision Serve Alliance.
And Missy Kitt, Xavier Society for the Blind, and Leader Dogs for the Blind.
And don't forget Lighthouse Central Florida, Foundation Fighting Blindness, Sunday Scaries, and CBS Spoken RX. And Chris?
We cannot forget you. It's also definitely sponsored by the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
There you go. All righty. You have any shout-outs, Sheila?
Any shout-outs, folks?
I do. I have a very sad shout-out, actually. One of our longtime members of our local chapter who had moved to Illinois passed away.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Larry Turnbull, and he was our secretary and a dedicated member of the Greater Orlando Council when it was Mid-Florida. And Florida Council, he was instrumental and the managing director of ACB Radio. He moved to Illinois, and he was one of the smartest blind men I ever knew. When he lived here, he was remodeling his home, and he was rewiring everything, and I'm like, you are what? And he was just, when it came to electrical or computers or programming, he was a genius, and he will be so missed. So
I remember he used to help you set up at the GOCD meetings.
And my sympathies are with his family and friends, because his mother was there when he passed away, and it just breaks my heart. So.
Our condolences to Larry Turnbull's family. I have one shout out that just to remind everybody that November is Diabetes Related Eye Disease Month. So please, if you are diabetic, don't be a wise guy or wise gal. Go get your eyes checked. We know somebody locally that.
No, a few people.
Yeah, well, I know one in particular poo-pooed it, and now she's totally blind. So please get your eyes checked if you're a diabetic or leaning towards diabetes.
I have one shout out.
Okay.
All the way over in Lake County, my mother-in-law, today is her birthday. So mother-in-law Carolyn Lee, happy birthday going out to you.
Happy birthday.
Should have played the mother-in-law song. Let me look that up. Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law?
By Ernie Cato. Ernie Cato.
Herman's Hermit.
Well, the original was Ernie Cato.
I know, but the better one was Herman's Hermit.
Mother-in-law.
By who?
Ernie Cato.
That's
mother-in-law.
What I said, Chris.
I got like five different names.
I played a game today called Song Quiz, and I did 60s, and I'm like, okay, I would never play this against Michael. I would lose. There you go.
Mother-in-law. Ernie Cato.
We would have a happy home sent from
down below. Mother-in-law. I've never heard this one before, Mike. You got me with this.
That's the one I know. Be her
name. This was a big song when it came out. It was a big song, big song.
So Chris, did you do a Zoom with your mother-in-law and the kids?
Yeah, we did. We did a Zoom this morning with other family members because we had family and friends from out of state that she didn't get a chance to talk to and see. So they all Zoomed in and we had a nice little convo. Mother-in-law.
Awesome. Hey, I have a question out there. Let's see if anybody else thinks I am right.
Uh-oh.
Okay. You'll call in during the show and let me know. I want to know if you think I'm right or wrong.
Most of the time, I'm left.
My kids are not listening, but listen to this real fast. My kids are not listening. It's okay, so I'm going to tell you. Listen to this. The kids decided in the first week of December they want to go to Mexico. And they're going to go. All of them go together. Now listen to this one. I flipped out. Not only are they all going to go together, but they're taking the baby. Now, the baby's only 6 months old.
No.
I thought it was a disgrace.
No.
I said, how can you take a baby on a plane in Mexico? They couldn't see anything wrong with it. I said, look, you're all going to wear a mask, right? She said, yeah. Well, a baby can't wear a mask on a plane. And what if the baby gets sick in Mexico? You have no doctors there. The baby's only 6 months old. And you're going to take the baby and... when we're having an epidemic with this nonsense going on right now, you're going to take on a plane, a six-month-old baby? They don't think anything's wrong with it. So, Lynn and I couldn't believe it. What do you think, folks? You think I'm wrong? 407-894-60. I'd like to hear from the mothers out there. Let me know if you think I'm wrong.
It's 2020.
What do you think?
It's 2020,
what do you think,
Mike?
Sheila?
Oh, we're going to go to break now.
We're going to go to break. Call in later. Let me know if you think I'm wrong, folks. 407-894-1680. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we are back. Yes, we are. We are back. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Okay. You are up. My turn to be up. All righty. Well, we'd like to welcome back our friend from the west coast of Florida. He's joining us tonight. Welcome back, Doug Town. And Doug is the president of Access Ready, and he will tell you what that's all about. Welcome back, Doug.
Well,
thank you.
You're welcome.
And good evening.
Good evening to
Access
you.
Access Ready, as you, some of you may know, is a national advocacy organization that works on accessible information technology, including voting technology. Sheila, who's on here, is a former board member of Access Ready. So,
no kidding. I didn't know that.
She's heard me preaching about this for the last couple years, so she's probably sick and tired of it. And of course, this week we're all sitting on the edge of our seats, waiting for this election to be over.
Amen. Doug, tell us what you said. Doug, tell us that interesting saying that you said when we were off the air.
You're saying.
I don't know if this is the beginning of the end, or the end of the beginning.
There you go.
But we will. I'm
beginning of the end, or the Churchill. End of the beginning.
We shall see. I am very concerned about what's going to take place over the next 5 days. And
I think we all are.
When we were off air, we were talking about people being afraid. And this is the first time in my experience where people that I talk to, you know, political conversations and presidential elections and stuff bring out the heat in a lot of American discussions throughout the over the decades. I've never witnessed the kind of fear that people are expressing, no matter what side they're on, no matter what, who they support or don't support or whatever. There seems to be a great deal of fear in the country.
And what is that, Doug?
Abroad
Doug,
in the land.
Doug, share with our listeners, what is the fear?
Well, I think the fear, I think the fear stems from uncertainty. I think it stems from some candidates, certain candidate refusing to say that he will accept the results and commit to a peaceful transfer of power.
That's frightening.
Which we have had in this country since, you know, 1796.
Right.
I think people are afraid of that. I think when you see militia groups operationally planning to kidnap and murder governors of various states because they don't like their politics, I think people are afraid. And I think people are afraid that, and I think it's people on all sides. I think there's people on the right that are afraid of extremists on the left who won't accept a Republican victory. And I think there's people on the left who are terrified of people on the right, extremists on the right, not accepting a Democratic victory.
My question to you, Doug, and I have been having conversations over the past several weeks with people, you know, how can we as individuals stop the anger and sit back and say, okay, we can't control this other than getting out there and voting. And what happens, we're going to have to live with it, and we're going to have to make it work. How can we stop the anger? And if anybody out there wants to call in, it's 407-894-1680, because we do want to hear from you. But I'm really concerned as to there's so much anger in the world on both sides. So how can we kind of tame it down?
Well, I think for one thing, and I have been doing this for the past 3 or 4 months in my own discussions, I don't try not to antagonize people. One of the things that has really bothered me is that people I have known for years, I can't talk to them anymore.
Isn't that something?
Because the level of frustration and the level of anger and anxiety is so high that the conversation becomes irrational. So the best thing that we can all do is just not antagonize the situation.
You know, it was on television.
Let people say what they say, and there's no point in arguing.
That's true. There is no point because you get nowhere.
Doug, you know, it was on television last week.
The best you can do is go vote.
Yeah.
Doug.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Michael.
Doug, you know, it was on television last week. I couldn't believe it. Remember the name Al Gore? Al Gore?
Yes.
He was on television, and he was talking. And being blind, I couldn't see his face. I wish I could have seen his face because the way he was talking, because, you know, when he lost in 2000, that whole thing took place, was for weeks back and forth. But
36 days.
Yes.
We were part of that mess.
But the point I'm saying is, thank God, neither side went crazy. There was a lot of, what do you want to call it, rhetoric talk, or nonsense talk, but nothing else happened. And he said he just basically moved away from it. And there was nothing, as they said, go, nothing terrible really happened. Mm-hmm. He just walked away from it.
But what you said, Doug,
well, if you recall, once there was a decision made, now you can argue whether it was right or wrong or whatever, but once there was a decision made, Al Gore gave a very gracious concession speech, and George Bush gave a very gracious acceptance speech. I fear that will not happen this time, no matter what the outcome.
Macy's is boarding up their windows in New York because people, like you said, are afraid. They don't know what to expect.
They're boarding up their windows everywhere.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C., downtown Washington, which is usually starting to become very beautiful at this time of year.
Cherry blossoms.
Christmas decorations going up. Well, the cherry blossoms are in April.
They're gone.
Christmas decorations going up, and, you know, the holiday windows and so on and so forth are starting to go up. They're boarding up windows.
Okay.
I mean, it is sad, and it's, you know, I don't know. You know, perhaps we circle back next Sunday and see where we're at.
Meanwhile, everybody should vote. If those who didn't vote,
yes.
Well, you only got a few days left to go vote on Tuesday.
I'll say the same thing I said last week. Pray and vote. You know, that's what I've been telling people. Pray and vote. Doesn't matter who you vote for. Doesn't matter who you pray to.
Doug,
but pray and vote.
Doug, do you feel like you're becoming alienated from family and friends, or you're with them and you just don't talk politics?
Well, I have family members who are dyed-in-the-wool Democrats. I have family members that are dyed-in-the-wool Republicans. I have family members who are Trump supporters and that are Biden supporters, and I have some family members who have not voted, never will vote. You know, their basic philosophy is a pox on all your house. but yeah, I mean, it's not. We talk about everything, but politics. But I hear that that's not really that uncommon these days.
No,
I have other people who tell me the same thing. You know,
I would like to know.
This morning on CNN. One of the commentators openly admonished the head of Fox News not to allow her hosts to devolve into conspiracy theories and talk of civil war. Mm. Now, what's extraordinary about that is that a primetime host on a national news network felt that he had to say that. Talk of civil war? I would hope we're beyond that.
I feel that because people are saying those things, they are encouraging and antagonizing others to lean that way. And we all, our whole society, of course, I personally feel our generation is a lot more respectful of each other than the younger generation. And I feel like we need to educate the ones behind us as to how to agree to disagree respectfully, and we have to get along, or you're right, you know, things can go to in the handbasket.
Yeah, I for the first time in my life, I fear for my country.
Well, you know,
but I also trust the American people. I trust the American people, and I trust God.
On this spectrum,
if anybody wants to call in, now's the time to call in. If you want to talk about, you don't have to say if you're a Republican or Democrat.
Right.
But meanwhile, if you want to call, I'd like to hear from any blind people if you voted already. How you liked working with the machines? If you're blind, if you use the machines, I'd like to hear from you that you use the machines. And was it hard to use the machines if you're blind, or if it wasn't hard? I'd like to hear from you.
Chris, you said you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was just saying. On another note, looking at all of everything that's taking place, it's just getting people out to make sure that they go and vote. People are not really concerned about who's in the office. Or they're not concerned about the local government aspect of everything. Everybody's going out to vote because it's the presidential election. But I guarantee you a lot of people that go to these polls and votes are not even doing any homework or any research looking into these amendments that's getting ready to transpire after this election. So I want to encourage everybody, make sure you read through your amendments and understand the amendments. Research them so you can understand the wording of what's being said.
And it was interesting, Chris, because I have read them like 5 times, and they are so confusing.
Tell me about it.
And so I always vote on Election Day because it is our family tradition. And that's what I will do. So I'm hoping that, you know, there's not lines, but if there is, oh well, I'll stand in the line. So, because I love our accessible voting machines, and we fought long and hard for them. So I will be there.
Listen, just don't take away, don't take away my food. We fine.
I went to the polling place. I voted early, and of course used the auto mark. And I agree with you about some of the amendments. Some of them to me were we have a history in Florida of amending our Constitution a little too easily, as far as I'm concerned, we amend our Constitution to include things that, in my opinion, have no business being in the Constitution, and it's usually because our elected officials Tallahassee.
Doug, I have to interrupt. Hold your thought. We're going to go to break, and we'll hold you over, and we'll talk a little bit when we come back, and then we'll go into our trivia. Listen, folks, you can call in, discuss. We're having a discussion. I'd like to hear from you, whether you're sighted or you're blind. Call in 407-894-1680. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dogs campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Love you to call in. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We're live from Orlando, Florida. We're talking right now to Doug Town. Doug, you still there?
I am. Yes, sir.
All right, let's go back what we were talking about before about the voting. I'd like to hear a little about the voting machines. And you folks out there, especially people that are visually impaired blind, if you've gone and used a machine, I'd like to hear about it. Tell the other folks about it, that you had a problem or didn't have a problem as far as voting with, and that you're visually impaired and blind, if you had any kind of problem. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
I would also like anyone from any state that has done the accessible vote ballot this year to call in and tell us how that experience was.
You mean the accessible absentee?
Yes, because there are many states that can do it either by printing it out or electronically, or here in Florida, we have 5 counties that can print it out and mail it in. So it would be awesome to hear what their experience was.
I'd also like to hear from sighted folks if you had a problem in any way, shape, or form about the voting machines. Even if you're sighted, call in. Like to hear from you. 407-894-1680.
I can tell you that they're having significant issues in Tarrant County, Texas. I've gotten numerous complaints from blind and visually impaired people in Tarrant County because the machines weren't set up. The poll workers didn't know how to set them up. They refused to set them up. They refused to turn them on. Now, that's not the only problems they're having in Tarrant County. Tarrant County also had a misprint on its ballots, so a third of their ballots had the wrong code on them, so they had to be redone by hand, about 20,000 ballots or something like that.
Tarrant County, Texas. It's Fort Worth.
Wow.
I believe. I've got, Sheila, we have a couple of, we have a board member from there, and she has been keeping me apprised of what's going on. In Tarrant County, as far as people not being able to vote, independently, because the machines aren't turned on, aren't working, don't know how, whatever, which I think is, happens all too often. And one of the things that this disturbs me greatly, because there's too many blind people out there who will go along to get along, if you know what I mean. They, instead of filing a complaint or saying, no, I'm going to stay right here until you set the machine up and get it working. We all worked really hard to pass the law, create the machines, get them into the marketplace, for people not to use them. And
you're right, Doug, because a couple of years ago I went to vote, and the girl, I was using the ESNS, and it wouldn't take my ballot, and it kept kicking it out. It wouldn't take it. It kept kicking it out. And my friend that was with me said, it looks like that's more than one ballot. And the girl said, oh, no, it's not. And we can help you fill out your ballot. I said, no, I am not moving until you figure out why this won't take my ballot, or I'll call Bill Cowell.
Because
I'm not moving.
I have a question, folks. Maybe Doug, you can answer this question. Is it true or is it false, as far as the vote, people that are visually impaired and blind, if the Uber or other organizations, the cabs will take the folks to the
Uber or Lyft.
Okay, to the voting machines. Free of charge. Is that true? I don't know if that's true or false.
It depends on where you are. I know here locally they will give you 50% off to go. There are some counties that offer, like in Florida, the Halifax transportation is free on the voting day. So it depends on where you are.
Yeah, I think right now in Pinellas County, DART is free anyway, I think. I don't use it that often, but, I think that all just kind of depends. And of course, there's a more that goes on this time, because of the pandemic. I've been telling people, put on your gloves, put on your mask, and get in there and vote. Don't use inaccessibility as an excuse.
That's what I'm always saying.
It's too important this time around that everybody vote. Everybody needs to have their voices heard. And I have to say, I think the American people are listening. It's not just me that's saying that. There are a lot of people saying it, because at this point, 92 million people have already voted, which is like 2/3 of or something of everybody who voted in 2016.
Incredible.
It is incredible. Now, who they voted for, who knows?
We'll see. Well, thank you, Doug. We're going to have to say goodnight, but thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And let's just pray and vote.
And Doug, are you going to be there this weekend? Or are you going to want to be on the agenda? Or call me.
I'll call you.
Okay.
Sorry. I hadn't made any plans.
Just give me a call.
Okay, now, folks, we're going to go to trivia. It's trivia time. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? Recognize that voice? All right, folks, who's singing the song? Do you recognize that voice? 407-894-1680.
That was in tribute of Sean Connery's passing away.
They might not even know who Sean Connery is.
Well, you know what? I guarantee you.
Everybody knows who Sean Connery is.
We have a lot of listeners. Yeah.
Everybody knows Sean Connery. Yeah. If you don't know Sean Connery, we got a problem.
Yeah,
in you got to be 2 years old.
I'm just saying, a lot of people might not.
I mean, we're talking about an icon.
They might not know his movies.
Oh, my goodness, Michael. I was so sad. I did not know he had died until my sister called and said, "Did you hear?" I said, "No." That's an icon.
So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Does anybody know this person who's singing the song? If they didn't get Della Reese, they might not know this one.
Yeah, I was surprised you picked a hard one, Sheila.
I did it on purpose because I thought about Sean Connery, and I was like, I mean, one of the others I picked was hard, too.
I'm going to have to go to the second trivia next.
Go figure.
Anybody calling in?
Yes, sir. All right.
Let's go to the second song.
Wait, we're on the air.
Okay.
Mike, you're moving way too fast for me. All right?
Yeah.
So listen.
Take a chill.
I got Bill from Delray Beach, and I got Kurt from Orlando.
Kurt from Orlando. Okay.
Yeah.
So, who's first?
Bill.
Who's first?
Let's go to Delray Beach. Delray Beach is on the phone line. Delray, Bill, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, how's everybody?
All right, how
awesome.
Are you?
How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing well. I think that's...
So who do you think singing that song?
Shirley Bassey.
Yeah.
Oh, she got it right. You got it right. Can't believe it.
Very good.
Shirley Bassey. That's right, Shirley Bassey.
Classic.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy the sandwich.
Thank
you.
Or enjoy
whatever you get. That name, nice salads, too.
So how you doing?
How you doing there, Bill?
I'm doing well. I'm doing okay. I voted by mail, and they received it. And I hope it gets counted. That's all.
Somebody told us last week. Who was it?
I did.
Charles or you?
I
went online, Bill, and to my supervisor of elections locally, and I just put in my social, whatever I did.
And they can tell you.
Yeah, they tell you if it was counted.
Yeah, they tell you that it's been received, yeah. Uh-huh.
No, mine said it was counted, yeah.
Yeah, you can actually check to see if it was counted, Bill. So
I thought it just tells you that they received it.
Oh, it's very easy. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
So give your name and address.
County.
Okay. Very good.
Hey, Bill, so don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right, Bill?
I will.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys.
All right, let's talk with Kurt out of Orlando. Kurt, how you doing?
Fine, thank
you. How you doing, Kurt?
Fine, thank you, sir.
So Kurt was calling in for trivia.
Right? Yes, sir, I was.
All right. So, Kurt, we do have somebody that already beat you to the punch, but we wanted to hear your voice just to get to know you. How did you hear about the show?
Repeat that, sir?
How did you hear about the show?
No. I've always watched Blind, listened to Blind and Beyond, you know,
yeah,
sometimes,
sir.
You know, I'm familiar with the program.
Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you very much for listening. Appreciate it so much.
So, and you voted, right, Kurt?
No, I'm not a citizen of this country. I'm not yet.
Oh,
not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully you will become a citizen and you will be able to vote.
Yes, so look into all that. Look into that.
Awesome.
Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for listening to the show, Kurt.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We still have time to do another one?
I suppose.
I want to do another trivia right now. Do the second trivia right now. Okay, here's the second trivia. This is a hard one, too. Who's singing this song? 407-894-680. Who's singing this song? I don't hear it. 407-894-680.
The
second song.
Emailed or the one that was last minute?
No, not the one last minute. The other one.
The email.
407-894-680. Who is singing this song? Don't hear it yet.
Michael, be patient.
That's not part of my vocabulary.
I know.
I hear something.
He's on the phone.
Oh, he's on the phone. That's why he's not doing it. I thought he has two hands.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Who's singing the song? Okay, Chris. Who's singing the song? Big song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? That was a big, big song. They play that song a lot of times on commercials, too, on television. 407-894-1680. Anybody know? Big song. I believe it was a top 10 record at one time.
What year, Michael?
What year? I'm thinking. I'm going to say 1960. Right around there.
I was a baby. I wasn't a baby. I was just joking.
You don't know the song?
Oh, of course I know the song. My goodness.
They play that television shows. A lot of, it's a big song.
Nope, I love that song.
Anybody know? Nobody knows this song. Surprise! I'm shocked.
I am.
Chris,
too,
any calls? Hey, Chris, anybody calling in yet? Chris, you there? You left town.
No, I didn't leave town.
407-894-1680. You know that song? Who's singing? Who's singing the song?
Michael Watch just went off.
I heard it.
It's not that right. How come it isn't that right?
Man, it was alarm.
I heard it.
Alarm.
I heard it.
Yeah, nothing gets by Sheila Young.
Nothing gets by you, Sheila.
All righty.
I heard
okay,
it.
Okay, Mike, you got to give me a minute, Mike. You got to give me a minute.
I told him to have patience.
Mike, like, anybody call? Chris, we hear you. Chris, he gone. He done left the building again.
He doesn't want to have dead air. Listen, can't bang on the window because we're home and you're in the studio. We can't even get your attention.
Right.
I can't make faces at Chris like I used to.
All right, so
do the
this very first caller, I got two callers from Orlando and one caller from Coral Springs. This very first caller.
Coral Springs?
Yes.
No kidding.
But this very first caller is really going to intrigue me because this first caller is I'm just going to let you hear the voice. We got Cece from Orlando, Althea from Orlando, and Joanne from Coral Springs, Florida. All right.
I want to talk to Joanne Carl
Chris,
Springs.
Chris, I know we have 2 minutes to the top of the hour. Ask Joanne, please, to hold on to the other side of the second hour. We'd like to talk to her.
Okay, she heard it because her backup music was loud, so I know she heard you. But I'll let her know.
Okay, good.
All right, let's go to Cece. Cece from Orlando. Cece. How you doing, Cece? Can you turn your radio down for me?
Radio.
All right, Cece, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, so Cece, you kind of intrigued me with this one right here, and I'm really intrigued because I want to know your answer to that trivia. I really do want to know your answer, and I want to know where your parents at because you call, they gave you the phone and you call. All right, so Cece,
anchor, it's 1 minute.
Okay, Cece, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Who's that singing that song?
Prince Royce.
Who? I'm still intrigued by the name that you're saying. Cece is, you said 11-year-old? 11? 10?
10.
So, Cece, thank you so much. Hey, keep listening. You are very, this is going to be
keep
amazing.
Listening.
What a sweetheart.
Yes.
Thank you, Cece. And tell your parents we said hello.
Yes,
I will.
We do.
All right,
appreciate
thank you so
listening.
Much. Listen, we gotta go to the top of the hour.
Joanne, hold on. I want to talk to Bruce, living in Carl Springs.
All right, hold on, Joanne. And
we're gonna break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Athea, hold on too.